Good morning and welcome to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show, where ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products. I'm Melinda Lagos, editor-in-chief of ASI's magazines. Happy almost New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year.
Kathy Houston, editor of Advantages Magazine. What is your top New Year's resolution?
She was stumped.
We're going to start with Michelle for this one. We'll come back around the table to you, Kath.
Okay.
I have two. I'm going to take all of my vacation time in 2014 because I typically lose some of it. So I'm not going to do that in 2014. And I am going to, wait for it, take a yoga class.
Wait. You're going to what?
Yeah.
Do you have to buy sneakers?
Do you have sneakers?
No. I bought them.
You don't have to do sneakers.
Oh, well, you could do barefoot. Well,
yeah.
I think you could do barefoot. Do you have apparel?
Oh, no,
do you have
no.
yoga pants?
You know what I just saw yesterday online? Stiletto yoga. That's for you.
There we are.
Definitely.
Can we video this?
Oh, please.
I have a picture.
Are you making this up? You're really doing it?
I have a picture, which we will put up online, because since Michelle brought it up, of Michelle in a gym at a hotel trying to pick up a 3-pound dumbbell.
It wasn't three. It was 25 pounds.
And struggling and wearing these high heels and not able to pick it up.
Well, perhaps
it almost
had her
brought her to
time.
The ground. As me and Rob Watson watch this take place, I took a picture of it. We will post it at asicentral.com/radio.
Well, I'm excited about the yoga. I think you should blog about it.
Get it now.
Joe Haley.
You.
Everyone's favorite managing editor. What is your top New Year's resolution?
Well, I got two. I'm going to get back in shape.
Let's explain the back in shape thing, because Joe was in such good shape just, what, 2 years ago?
2 years ago.
And then what happened?
That his gym posted a before and after picture of him. And now the after picture is still up, but now you're saying that you look more like the before.
Yeah, it's like, don't look at me.
I am hideous.
That's
great motivation, because you're already up there. You want to.
That's right.
All right. And how are you going to do this? Do you have a personal trainer?
No, it's too expensive.
Jump
too
rope?
Expensive. No, I'm just going to get back to the gym.
All right.
I'm just going to get back to the gym. I missed a lot of gym time this year.
Okay, I have a resolution now.
Because of what?
Soccer. Mm. But that's part of my second resolution. Part of the second part is soccer related.
And?
There's a new venture going on, and
we're
hoping to get it off the ground. So,
okay, Andy Cohen, what's your New Year's resolution?
Well, I'm in typical Captain Killjoy fashion here. I don't do New Year's resolutions.
Why not?
Well, we could make one
because
for you.
Most of them fail for most people. You could make one for me. Go ahead.
Well, yeah,
I don't
let's
do
all
New
make
Year's
one for
resolutions.
Andy.
I think Michelle had a great suggestion earlier.
What's that?
Be more pleasant.
Be more positive. Yeah. Be more positive.
I am actually quite positive.
I think Andy should take its singing lessons. In 2014.
I think you should get a puppy.
Something goofy. You were in the market for a dog.
Yeah, I was, and I still am.
I went to get a puppy.
Who's got one?
I went
Anybody?
To get a puppy
Anybody
in Lancaster a few months ago for
Charlie.
Our family, Charlie, the Basset Hound. And Andy's like, oh, tell me more about these Basset Hounds. And I'm telling him about it.
Yeah, I'm not into the Basset Hound thing.
He goes, can you pick one up for me? I'm like, oh, yeah. I'm going to go to a farm
like
and just bring home a puppy for Andy.
I need fries.
Yeah. Can you pick me one up?
You know,
Not only do I
kind of want one, but I want it to be made easy.
Right. Well, yeah.
That's
okay.
not
Good
easy.
And
that.
I want
can
somebody
you order
to
one
walk
online
it
and have it shipped?
All right, Kathy Houston, we've given you plenty of time. So hold that thought, Joe. Kathy, we've given you plenty of time. What's your New Year's resolution?
I'm going to make Joe and Andy come to a Zumba class with me.
Oh, can you video it, please?
But that would mean that you would have to go to the
I
Zumba.
I do go to Zumba. Yes.
Get
Didn't
up
you know
and
I
bought
sneakers?
Show us a move.
2 months ago?
Show us one of those Zumba moves.
No,
come on.
No.
I do Zumba as well.
Do you?
Yeah.
We should do it together.
Oh, my God.
Kathy, the camera's trained on
you right now.
Get ready
to
do a Zumba move.
It's just like cha-cha's type
Yeah,
stuff.
It's just like.
Like Latin America. Yeah, she's doing it. That's Zumba. Woo. And occasionally, though, if you're in a class with really enthusiastic women, which I've been in before, women will, like, slap their butts and yell out, like, you go, girl. Who's feeling it? And those are not the Zumba classes that I like.
Oh, my God, that's
Andy,
horrifying.
You and I.
Mine isn't like that.
You go, Andy.
No.
You're feeling it.
Slap your butt and say, you go, girl.
There's something wrong with that.
I just want to say one other thing since we're talking about exercise.
Seriously.
Yeah. I just took a great class at the Newtown Athletic Club called Jump Fit. And you put on these crazy boots with springs on the bottom.
Oh, that sounds fun.
And you jump around, and it's like doing aerobics but jumping. And then at the end, when you're all exhausted, she makes you run in them around the gym.
That would totally fall.
Yeah. But I was sore for a week after, but it's a really good class. So that's my new thing. And then they have Tramp One, which I'm going to try soon.
Oh, you'd be good at that.
Don't you love the name of the class?
Yeah.
Tramp
well,
One and
well.
Tramp Two.
Is Michelle teaching that?
I just love the name, but it's jumping on, you know, your own little
and then you get a tramp stamp.
It's like girls on trampolines, like the man show. Remember that, Joe?
Anyway,
I love that show.
I'm going to be in super great shape from Tramp One. You just wait.
So what's her resolution? I don't think you said anything.
I'm getting you and Andy to come to Zumba with me.
Yeah, she said it.
That's
my resolution.
Stupid resolution.
Yes.
Where's the positive attitude?
Yeah.
All right, we have some callers today.
I'm positive when people aren't stupid.
We have some callers today.
Wait a minute, doesn't Vinny have a resolution?
Can he tell us?
Vinny doesn't have one.
He's stumped.
But Vinny would love to answer all of your phone calls today at 215-953-4979. Tell us what's your business New Year's resolution. And if we put you on the air, we'll give you a Visa gift card. We have Chico on the phone right now. Hi, Chico.
Chico? Fernandez?
Are we doing a lineup of topics, maybe?
Hello. You want Steve? Hi, Chico. How are you this morning?
Hi. How are you? How
good.
Are you guys? You sound like you're
are
having fun.
Are you already
fun.
Drinking for New Year's?
What's yeah. that?
Are you already drinking champagne for New Year's?
I am not, but as soon as I get this call over with, I'm
popping. All right. Well, you're going to give us your business sure. New Year's resolution, but while we have you on the phone, Chico, why don't you give us your personal one as well?
My personal resolution.
Not a revolution.
I can't tell you my personal revolution. My personal resolution. Yeah. I'm going to get out of shape. I think for 2014.
That's better. So you're all ripped up and you're going to get pudgy.
Yeah, I'm in pretty fantastic shape. I've had enough of that, so I'm going to pack it on.
I like that.
Oh, good.
That sounds like a fun New Year's resolution.
Yes.
It is.
All right.
I can't wait.
Tell us what your business resolution is.
My business resolution is I think I've gotten a little comfortable over maybe the past 2 years. So for 2014, I would like to improve my new client prospecting and also my upselling to my client ones. I'm a little, I think I've been a little lax with that. So if you guys want to share any good tips for upselling and prospecting, that would be great.
No, that's a great one, upselling. Upsell with every order that you can. I mean, they might not know that you sell the whole
package.
Line of product that you do. And
well, and also they might not be aware of
that's exactly
what they could
what
get
saying.
If they spent a little bit more money.
Yep.
It's the good, better, best option. And it's funny because I was talking to a firm once who presented something to Berkshire Hathaway, and they presented items to Warren Buffett for his annual shareholders meeting, which I know Michelle just went to last spring. I mean, you know, that's a big event, but he can be a cheap guy, Warren Buffett. But they showed him something, you know, that he normally spent, and then they showed him these really nice umbrellas, and he understands quality, and he immediately went with the best option. So if it works for Warren Buffett, it could work for your clients as well.
Sure. Sounds great. Thanks.
What about you, Andy, prospecting? What's your biggest prospecting tip?
Well, I would say if you're going to try to expand your business, the first thing that you might want to do is just try to expand it with current clients. So Kathy was talking about upselling, but there could be other departments within the companies that you already sell to that you might not sell to currently. So that's one way to expand your current relationships. And also just find out about what other promotions, hiring campaigns, what else the company you're working with does during the year. What other events do they have that you might not be taking part in or that you could have ideas on for how they could expand their business at those events? You know, you want to try to become more of a partner than a sort of one-off fulfiller of promotional products. You want to be, you know, at their marketing brainstorming meetings. That's like the holy grail for distributors. If you can get in and be at like the ground level, then you'll get to more higher level ideas, and that'll bring you a kind of bigger business than just the one-off deals that you might be getting.
You know, as far as prospecting goes, one of the people that was one of our speakers at this year's Power Summit in September, Nicole McNamee, she said that she gets a lot of business from referrals, but she's active about it in that when her current clients refer her to new clients, she does something special for them, whether it's, you know, she gives them a gift card or takes them out to dinner. And she really, you know, appreciates that and, you know, motivates them to do it. But she said she gets a ton of business from referrals, that's really how she's growing her client
base. Well, and that still is the number one source of new business for distributors, according to the state of the industry, right, Andy?
Yep.
But I like, you know, rewarding people. I'm sure that she gets a lot more than the average distributor that way. All right. Well, Chico, hope that gives you some good ideas.
It does. Thank you very
much,
guys.
Good luck with your New Year's resolutions and stay on the line for your Visa gift card.
Okay, thanks. You too.
We have Kitty on the other line who has a business New Year's resolution as well. Good morning, Kitty.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Now, Kitty, before you tell us your business New Year's resolution, give us your personal New Year's resolution.
Oh, you know,
if you have one.
It's funny you say that. I was just told I always wear dark colors. So I think I want to start wearing brighter colors and, you know, stripes. patterns, you know, thing, you know, something
like
a little more exciting.
Like rugby shirts?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I think you should send some pictures of your new look, Kitty.
Yes.
All right. Well, that's a great one. Now tell us what your business New Year's resolution is.
Well, for 2014.
Let's just say,
don't listen to Andy.
It's becoming an odd show.
Don't listen to Andy.
Yeah, okay. for 2014, I really like to focus on self-promotion, so I was hoping you might have some
good
ideas.
Good for you, Kitty.
Yeah.
That's one of Michelle's pet, you know, pet
projects.
It pet is. Mantras.
Just say pets.
Michelle, though, if you've never done a self-promotion before, do you have any tips for Kitty?
I do. Be really focused and start small. A lot of people, when they decide they're going to do it, they're really enthusiastic, and they think they're going to send out a self-promotion piece to 500 people, and then they're not prepared for the follow-up, and they're not prepared to handle
and that's expensive, too.
It is, but they have these lofty goals,
right.
Whereas it's more beneficial and more effective if you just start small. Think of 20 people
and like
that you want to reach out to.
Yep. People that you really have could do legit business with.
Absolutely. And reach out to some of your top suppliers because they all offer specials, and they love self-promotion campaigns.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of them offer discounts on self-promotion
huge
items, too.
Yeah. And sometimes, I mean, they'll give you, like, kind of ideas and packaging because, mm-hmm. you know, that just means more business for them if it takes off, because invariably what will happen is the person who receives the self-promotion campaign then wants to do that exact campaign to target their
right.
clients.
Exactly.
Now, I also think that the beginning of the year is just a great time to do a self-promo campaign. You know, all the holiday mail is in the past, and what people are getting now could really stick out. You know, there's certainly not as much mail being sent at this time of year, you know, in the beginning of 2014. So it could really be a good time. And when you're going to shows in the first month of the year, talk to suppliers, like Kathy and Michelle were just saying. Talk to suppliers about what kind of self-promo ideas that they have, because they have plenty as well. You know, they want you to use their products, but they have a lot of ideas on how those could be used. So talk to them, too.
We have a Facebook question, actually, on this topic. Mm-hmm. What's the most creative self-promotion campaign we've ever seen come into this office?
It's funny. I was just going to ask you that, Michelle, because you help judge our client self-promotional contest. So
you should
what
answer.
Have you seen?
Michelle's going to answer for all of us.
You know, I just saw one come through for the holidays from Proforma, from our friends.
Oh, I got that. Yeah.
Right?
The
so they sent
the lens one?
A camera lens.
And it looks like a real, I mean, I think it is like a real shell of a lens.
Yeah, I thought it was a camera lens until Carol, our office manager, told me to open it up. And inside, I mean, the theme of it was, you know, focus on blah, blah. And inside it was hollow.
I'm sure it said focus on blah, blah.
With candy, with holiday candy.
Oh, I got it.
Well, it's a mug. It's not hollow. It's a drinking mug.
What?
Yeah. You drink out of it. Yes. Yeah. You didn't even know this?
Really?
It's a holiday.
Joe showed it on the Joe Show. It's a mug that you drink out of. That's the whole point.
But
it's in the shape of a camera lens.
I thought it was just merely like a container for the candy.
No. It's a travel mug.
Well,
even better. Even better.
It's even better than we imagined.
Good to perform for being so creative.
So creative that Michelle couldn't figure out what it was. All right. Well, Kitty, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
And stay on the line for your Visa gift card. We're going to pause for a message from today's show sponsor, AIA. When we return, Kathy is going to tell us how we can all be better salespeople in 2014.
Where do you see your business in the next 5 years? Do you believe that you have all the support and tools to reach your goals? With AIA, your vision can become reality. AIA understands that not all businesses are the same. They work with you to craft a customized individual plan that develops your business in a way that's best for you and the professional life you want to create, regardless of where your business is in its life cycle. When you become part of the AIA community, you have the resources, talent, and expertise of a robust organization at your fingertips, all while keeping your business and your clients. The offer? A simple agreement with no non-compete provisions, no money up front, no monthly or transactional fees, and no technology fees. One simple rate, period. contact AIA today, 877-212-7324 or www.aiacommunity.com.
Welcome back to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show. It's our New Year's Eve special. We've been talking about New Year's resolutions. Now, Kathy, if some of us resolve to be a better salesperson in 2014, what are five ways that they can do that?
Okay, well, first off, you might want to tout all the features of the product that you're showing your client, but describe the benefits, not the product. And to do this, you turn each product feature into a benefit that plays into the needs and desires of your customer, because customers purchase an item for how it benefits their lives, not okay. because of the product itself.
Sure.
Second, this one's for Andy. Be nice.
Be nice, Andy.
Simply actually, I nice. Am nice. I try to be nice
well,
to everybody.
All right. If you say so. When it
except
comes
you.
To when it comes to selling, whether in person, online, or on the phone, always make yourself approachable and establish common ground so that you're more relatable to the customer. Third, focus on listening, not talking. We speak about this all the time. I write about it all the time in Advantages Magazine, because salespeople do a lot of speaking. You have to stop and listen. Be prepared to overcome objections, because you know you're going to get them. Right? What was that?
That was somebody getting a text message.
Okay. Your product will never be 100% match for each customer, so you're going to encounter some objections. So do a little bit of play acting in your head or with somebody else about some of those objections and how you would counter them. And finally, don't be afraid to ask for the sale. Seems obvious, but you could ask you don't have to come on real strong. You could ask questions like, do you have any other questions before we move forward, or are you ready to go ahead with this purchase?
Just that's a nice way to
that.
Say it.
Yeah.
That is a nice way to say it. I also think that the idea of listening more than talking is so important. It doesn't mean you're sitting there mute while
right.
the other person is speaking, but you're asking leading questions so that you get them talking. That's the whole point, I think, that many salespeople miss. Well, not miss, but they get caught in the rut of talking so much themselves about the features of their company or the ideas that mm-hmm. they have, instead of actually asking, hey, what are you guys doing
yep.
this year? What's on tap for February and March promotions, and
right.
then later on in the year.
Mm-hmm. I think it's really important. I'm going to add one to this, that salespeople listen to what clients are asking for. So it was last year, I went to a distributor's end user meeting, and they invited 20 of their top suppliers to present, and it was a room show. So each supplier got a room. The one thing that they asked the suppliers to bring with them was case studies that they could share with the end buyers that came in. Now, I sat in on every single presentation. How many of the 20 suppliers do you think came with case histories?
One.
Two.
One. One.
Yeah, it's
and they
it's
were
hard.
They were pissed, the distributors, because that's the one thing that they asked for, and they yeah. just didn't listen.
So they asked in advance, and
yes,
then they still
in advance,
didn't come?
They didn't come with them. One.
But
one
that's good
them.
News
I mean,
for suppliers. If you have those and tout them, people will use
yeah.
them, appreciate
yeah.
them.
Yeah, but that's really bad news for salespeople.
No, I know.
Because,
well, this is what I'm saying. They just need
not,
to listen
yeah,
to what.
You didn't. Those people didn't even hear what their customer said to them.
Well,
I mean,
it's because, like you said, they were so focused on what the message that they
right.
wanted to present, that they didn't really listen to what their client, the distributor, was asking them
mm-hmm.
for.
Yeah, you can't have a script. You can't just have a script that you're just going
mm-hmm.
to stick to. And I don't mean a word-for-word script. I mean an agenda. You can't just have an agenda that you're planning to stick to on every sales call. It has to be flexible enough
right.
to react to what a customer is saying to you.
The other thing I thought was interesting that happened at that event that I think translates to suppliers – a lot of the presenters, the supplier salespeople, were so interested in touting their story, their company story.
Mm-hmm.
You could just see that the buyers were just glazing over. They really don't care.
No.
They want to know how those products and those services are going to help them.
Right.
Right.
But the salespeople took up an abundance of time talking about, you know, the company's history and their place in the marketplace.
Yeah,
they
who
don't care.
Cares? Right.
All right. Well, we're going to put that online at asicentral.com/radio so you can check out all the ways to be better in 2014. Michelle.
Yep.
CEOs make mistakes all the time, but there's some mistakes they don't even realize they're making. What are they?
You know, there's one in particular. I thought this was really interesting. The author of this article that I read said that most CEOs, most heads of companies, focus on building profits and on projects within the company that have the greatest potential payoff. And this author makes the argument that that is wrong, that the CEO and the head of the company, who is often the entrepreneurial person, you know, the figurehead, that's not where they should be putting their focus. They should focus on projects that are in trouble or that are difficult, because that's where their sweet spot really is. That's where their core talents could really help the project. So although home runs and small wins can be safely delegated to star players with proven track records, only the executive leadership can make a significant difference in big bet and junk projects. Because, you know, think about it. I mean, some of them will do well, some of them will fail, but that's really where the talent of the CEO comes into play, that maybe with the star power that he brings with him, that'll help the project succeed. Not the projects that are already doing well. I mean, why waste his time with that? I just thought that was an interesting point. We'll post that this online. There are some other points that this guy mentions. But, you know, and the core message that came through here is that it's okay to delegate to your team. I mean, they're there for a reason. Give them the projects that you know that you know you're comfortable that are going to do well. Let them just take it and run with it.
It kind of underscores the idea that CEOs just shouldn't get caught up in
the minutia. Yeah.
You know, like you just said, you have people that should be owning those projects. We've talked about this before on the show as far as corporate culture. People should own those, and they should know that they're not being micromanaged while they're owning those things. So do, you know, get involved in the things that that are bigger picture and that, you know, like you said, Michelle, might not be doing as well. That's where you can actually lend, you know, your expertise.
All right. We're going to pause for a message from today's show sponsor, ASI Computers. When we return, Joe Haley is going to give us five career killers.
Get the state-of-the-art, industry-specific software that's easy to use with flexible options that fit your business. Get ASI SmartBooks. Combine all business processes into one technology platform that is created for you, designed for the advertising specialty industry, and fully integrates with ESP and ASI Smart Sales. Use this customized tool to operate your business at maximum efficiency. Call 800-544-1274 or visit asicomp.com to get the best technology solution.
Welcome back to ASI's Tuesday Morning Happy New Year show. Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year.
Almost. New Year. Almost New Year.
Yeah, almost. You can say it.
Joe Haley, you've got some career killers for us today. Hopefully none of us here are making this.
I bet some of us do.
Yeah, there's five of them here. The first one is feeling entitled. This one gets pinned on millennials.
Michelle's readily raising her hand. Apparently.
It usually gets pinned on millennials, but it spans all generations. Just because you did a good job does not mean you need to get praise and accolades. You're on the payroll for a reason, and that's the job to do the job that is assigned to you.
Wow.
Andy, here's another one. Not having an opinion. Yeah, I know.
It's a little harsh.
Not
having
an opinion or not voicing your opinion.
Well, Michelle,
you don't always have to agree with everyone, so you want to demonstrate that you know the subject and the topic matter, and you want to voice your opinions. Mailing it in. Mm-hmm. Always push and challenge yourself, especially
Kathy raised her hand.
When your motivation or inspiration may be running low. If you get stuck, bounce ideas off of coworkers or talk it through with your boss. This one that bothers me, thinking of it as a job, this is your career. So to me, like, a job is something you get hired at McDonald's, you make French fries, it's really easy to do. That's
your
job.
The people who do that are the ones saying, oh, that's not in my job description. It's like,
yes.
Those people are annoying.
I know.
People say that, though.
I know they do, but they're annoying.
I know, it's frustrating.
Does anybody actually say that?
Yes.
There is someone, when we're done, I'll tell you who this one person is.
Oh, come on, tell us, Joe.
No, not on the air.
They say the words, that's not in my job
description. Not only that,
that's not my job.
That's not my job.
Okay.
Same thing.
Yeah.
But someone even said that to our boss, who is, you know, an EVP at the company.
Not in my job
description.
And
he was so shocked that he laughed. Oopsie. But go ahead.
Well, it is kind of funny. Okay. If I heard that, I would laugh too.
So in other words, drop the 9-to-5 mentality.
Drop it.
And this is one of Michelle's big pet peeves. Avoiding social situations.
Oh, my God. CJ, what's up?
Always look for opportunities to spend time with clients.
He does not. He's not good at networking and parties and stuff, but that's not his forte.
He likes partying with us, though.
Yeah.
Who cares about us?
That's all I care about.
He's coming to our holiday party today.
He is.
Not everyone's coming. All right, go ahead.
So go out there and network. Drop the 9-to-5 mentality. Stop mailing it in.
All right.
Voice your opinion and just do your job. So
all
we'll post this on ASICentral.com.
No, don't just do your job. Do more than your job.
Yeah,
because if you just do your job,
don't feel like you're entitled to a promotion if you're just doing what you're asked to be.
You're making those French fries, you know.
If you're asked to be due.
That is a very good point. There's many people who do just that. They do their job, but then feel like, oh, yeah, I've been here enough.
I should be promoted because I've been here for,
you know, you gotta do
years.
Yeah,
not even a million, like five.
Yeah. Okay. I've been here for 6 months.
Okay, Michelle, you gave us before some mistakes that CEOs make, so we're going to go, we might as well talk about dumb things that CEOs have said. And apparently you have the dumbest CEO quotes of all time, although you're looking confused.
So I'm not. Well, are we going to talk about it, the four reasons business plans fail?
But we're not going to.
Okay.
No, we're out.
Okay. Dennis Kozlowski. Do you guys know who he is?
Yeah.
So, as he's being indicted, he's the CEO of Tyco, right?
Is he still in jail?
He's still in jail.
Yeah.
He famously
bought all those crazy things for his apartment.
Yeah. Go ahead. So this was his quote. All the information the prosecutors got was directly off the books and the records of the company. Basically, he's saying, you know, everything was on the up and up. There was nothing shady, blah, blah, blah. Mind you, he had a birthday toga party for his wife that included an ice sculpture of Michelangelo's David that peed expensive vodka. Grey Goose, in fact.
What's wrong with that?
Wait, who doesn't do that?
I do, but
you had that
yes.
at Jason's ninth birthday.
Expensive vodka. And he was convicted receiving almost $100 million in unauthorized bonuses and perks. Then we move on to Mr. Ken Lay,
yeah,
the CEO of, come on, anybody?
Enron.
Who said, am I a
fool? I, by the way, bought some Enron stock back in the day.
You did not.
Yeah, I did.
You fool.
Yep.
He said, am I a fool? I don't think I'm a fool, but I sure was fooled.
Oh, please.
Claiming that he did not know anything bad that was going on with Enron.
And you know what? Even if that is true, even if it's 100% true that he didn't know anything that was going on, it's almost worse.
He's a moron then.
Yeah, because then you're just an idiot. You don't know anything that's going on around you.
All right, what else do we have?
Al Dunlap. Do you guys know who he is? I did not.
Nope.
Okay. He was head of a hedge fund. And this was his quote, and I have heard this quote before from 1997. You're not in business to be liked, neither am I. We're here to succeed. If you want a friend, get a goddamn dog.
That sounds like Mr. Exactly, Wonderful.
That's exactly what Kevin O'Leary
yeah,
said.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
So, however,
stole that
this guy left a string of enemies in his wake, which provided plenty of willing witnesses when the SEC came knocking with a lawsuit, and he is now banned from serving as an officer or director of any public company. And last but not least, my friend and yours, Mark Zuckerberg. Here we go. And his quote from 2007 was, young people are just smarter. Really? Funny, because right now Facebook, the demographic of Facebook, the bulk of the people are not millennials,
by
the way.
It's my parents. Yeah. It's my parents stalking my
Your
kids.
It's Gen Xers. They're on Facebook. It's boomers and Gen Xers are the bulk of the people.
Can I just tell you
Facebook.
A funny Facebook story that's totally unrelated?
Sure.
You're talking about your parents. Yeah. Well, my parents are on Facebook, too. But they haven't quite gotten the hang of it yet. So they used to do something funny. My mom will post a comment to my thing, and she'll say, love mom, Linda J, like her full name. As if I'm like, and I explain to her, like, mom.
And you are?
Your name appears, and your photo appears next to your comments. She's like, what? You know. So there's that. And then my dad will post photos on his Facebook page, and then he'll email me and say, Mindy, go check out my new photo on Facebook.
Kind
but
of
anyway,
the purpose.
Exactly. But anyway, I love that they're on Facebook. And
I don't.
It's an older demographic.
I don't love that my parents are on Facebook.
Why?
And your kids don't love that you're on it.
I'm not on it.
Oh, okay.
I'm not on it.
So why do you care then?
Because they always comment on my kids' pages.
So.
Yeah, like, Andrew, are you speaking the, you know, proper English?
Do they talk like that?
Your kids can block them.
Be my father.
Your kids can block
or
them.
Or not they accept their friend request.
They would never do that.
I never saw it.
All right. We have just enough time in the show for our editors to talk about their favorite products of the week. And we're going to start with you, Andy Cohen.
All right. So my product is called the Gap Stick. You know when stuff gets stuck between your between your seat and, you know, the console next to it in the car?
Yes.
So this picks all those things up. Very cool. Check it out online now. It's ASICentral.com/radio.
Something like
that. It was on the Joe Show, too.
It was on the Joe Show. Joe covers everything before
I can. Shark Tank or the Joe Show?
It comes from AmeriCraft Promotional Products, which is ASI 86364.
All right, Joe, what do you have?
I got this little portable speaker. The cool thing about this is that if your iPod is Bluetooth activated, you don't need a cable for it. But if not, it comes with a cable. You can plug this into any of your MP3 players and listen to music. And you can get this from Starline, and they are ASI 89320.
All right, Michelle.
Yes.
What's your favorite product?
Mine is from Bay State Specialty Company, ASI 38980. Okay, so for people who cook or do anything with hot things over the oven, right? The stove. So there are these little mitts for your fingers. They're silicone mitts. So it doesn't go over your whole hand, just your fingers. So when you're picking things up as one would when they're on the oven.
on the oven. On the oven.
They just, it's these little
said
fingerprints.
From the voice of a cook.
With her Skittle.
Yeah. What are they called?
All right.
Silicone finger mitts.
Oh. Kathy, what's your product of the week?
Well, mine is something that's been around for a while. It's from Vonco Products, ASI 94180, and it's their Thundersticks noisemakers. But here's a cool little nugget of info for you. On the game show Jeopardy, mm-hmm. that were recently showcased. You know how they show mm-hmm. videos sometimes? Well, they showed a video of FanJews in them mm. at a game and said, what are the names of these noisemakers that are commonly seen at sporting events? So it gave, you know, a little spotlight on the promotional
A little
products.
Plug for Thundersticks.
Yep.
Exactly. All right. Well, you can see all these products online at asicentral.com/radio. We are out of time today. Thank you for listening, and we hope that everyone
has... We're out of time for the year.
Yes, for the year. We hope that everyone has a great new year, and we will see you all at ASI Orlando. Have a great new year.
We should have confetti.
Happy New Year! Woo!
Aw, thanks, Vinny.